Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And, well, we've got a lot of interesting things going to be happening here this next week. I'm working on several issues that are extremely important. And we've got something that affects everybody again. It's this citizenship thing. And I'm going to be going into that. This diversity of citizenship is going to be a real pain for the federales. Because what they call diversity, what they have it under, doesn't exist. So we're going to flesh this thing out in the open here. And it's going to get interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to go over some of the, first of all, I just want to make a statement. Again, I cannot believe that what this Green Party gal is doing. God, oh, frickin' mighty, and Clinton, they did that. These powers, principalities of evil, they never quit. Nonsense. They just won't give up. They threaten electors, all kinds of stuff. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just makes you wonder. And, you know, amazingly, I have talked in the rec centers, but usually the only place I have access to talk to raise the subject. And you know, I have never met yet an intellectual Democrat. They're dumber than rocks. I'm sorry to say it, they are. They have no facts. They get usually a one issue, and that's it. Or they want to use some mantra, some name, but then you ask them about the wall or TPP or that's just duh. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's because they're a Democrat. Or some of them think we need a woman president. And I'm not sure why a woman, anybody would vote for anybody because you're a woman or a man or whatever. How about if you have a moral fiber in the Constitution so we can all be free over here, this liberty? I don't know. I haven't got a good answer out of any of them yet. I really haven't. So, but I still keep trying. It's interesting to just see how basically stupid they are. Ignorant. They don't want to learn. They have no inclination to understand what's going on. They have this little biased world they live in, and or they think, well, you know, he's Trump's anti-union, or he's this, or he's that, and they're looking out for themselves. They can't broaden the horizon and say there's more going on than just what happens on this one issue to the money. It's usually about some money or some sexual bias thing. Anyway, let's get into some real issues. It's going to affect everybody listening at some point. It's all about our status, who we are. And as I'm getting more and more information on the research, I'm learning. It's taken me time to understand. We're going to be, hopefully, this next month, December, we're going to be heading off into the Federal Court of Claims. And we'll be having, I've got one case that I've been doing research on that'll be, we'll try to get that into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals out of Mississippi. Put in a all kinds of information. The judge went in Friday, and Monday the guy just ruled. He couldn't have read it. He just said, no, the hell with you. And this is what, unfortunately, we're up against, is these people have been doing business so long, and they're corrupt. They're just like Hillary, and it's the hell with you. And so it's trying to back them into corners and flush them out in the open. But I tell you what, we are flushing them out, and we're gaining more and more information about how to fight these guys. So I'm going to go over some real cases that I have permission to use their name. And a couple of these have come out of Minnesota. And one of them is, name is Gunnick, Zachary Gunnick. And him and his dad are farmers up there. Organic type. I think they were raising organic beef. And Stad and his wife, they lost the farm to the IRS. The IRS came out along with the marshals and a whole bunch of people. God, you'd think that the way they come out, I guess that You know, they got to have a real force of arms to show. And that's what these people do, you know. And this gal Wright, IRS agent, came out of Tennessee. She was there. And so they're there to take possession of the property. It had been going on for a long time. And to evict Zachary's mom and dad from the property. Well, Zachary happened to have about $300,000 worth of machinery and automobiles and different things there. Wright, this IRS agent, let Zachary take off one car because they had a title to it so they could prove it. But all of the other machinery, she said no. Now, first of all, she has no authority to make these type of decisions. But she's into this, I forget what they call it, PAC or something. I'll have to look that up maybe. I can't remember what it is. But anyway, this is the people that go and confiscate other people's stuff and property. And he wanted to remove all of his other machinery. And she said no. She said, sue us. Really? Get your stuff back. She didn't contest that it was his property. Didn't state that it wasn't. Didn't say, well, can you provide proof that it's your property? Because he has checks, receipts, and other things that to prove that it's his stuff. Has nothing to do with his dad's farm or the alleged IRS debt that they've put up on his dad. Nothing, just sue us. This is the arrogance of these people. And I've dealt with them, and God, I just like to haul off and slap them upside the head. These little tin gods, you just, I don't know. These prosecutors, some of these, which we're going to talk about here in another case, they're just the arrogance of them. It's just unbelievable. And then what's even worse is when they're stupid. A lot of them are just dang stupid. They're ignorant. They really don't know the law. They've never bothered to look at it at all. They're just used to wheeling and dealing and just running people through the system. So anyway, they left because these people all have arms, right? They've got guns there. There's a lot of them got weapons. Well, obviously, you can't fight to get your stuff off of there. So I've been looking into researching for the last couple of weeks for several cases for Rappert's case. Did the bench trial that didn't get a bench trial. Went back and looked at this IRS issue, too. And I'm going to talk about his, but he didn't get, they're supposed to be able to bring the law in during the trial. And I'm going to get into that here, his case, as soon as I get through with this one. But just, you just can't believe it. I just shake my head. These are adults. They've got to know they're doing what they're doing is wrong. But she said, sue us. I said, fine, okay. Well, first of all, his property is not under the jurisdiction of the government. Part of it was in a trust name. The trust name was never sued. And for people that don't know, if you sue a trust and the trustee has to appear, and also the person that is the beneficiary, which is the i.e. trust name. Both those have to show up in court. Well, that didn't happen. So there's not even a judgment against some of the stuff. The cattle was in a trust. The dad chose not to fight this. He's going another way, so that's his business. But this is how they break trust. One of the ways that they break these trusts, alter ego, they always call it. And I've looked that up because both of them show up, and if the beneficiary, the guy that's the person that's actually the name of the trust doesn't show up, they do default, and they don't really tell you why you lost. Being the good, honest constitutional courts that they are not. So these people removed the property to another business. I don't know how far away, 100 miles or something. So I thought, okay, well, because I've been doing this research, and we're going to load test this diversity of citizenship and the Circuit Court of Claims, Federal Circuit Court of Claims, and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That's what this is all. That's what it's all about. It's about those things. It's about your status. People do not understand. There's supposed to be 50 sovereign little countries out there, all joined together, the Union of States. Each one of these little countries are foreign to each other. They all have their own constitutions. They all have their own laws. The only problem is that's all been wiped out because you and I have agreed to it. Because everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. Everybody thinks there's a 14th Amendment. Everybody thinks they got to do this. That's all a crock of smoke and mirrors nonsense. Do they tell us what's really going on? No. So I had to do a little module. So I looked up on Zachary's case here. Let me find it here. I looked up. I had to do some. That's when you're doing these things. I make modules so I can look things up and use them in cut and paste or whatever. And I looked up abandon. Now I've got a case law on it. Well, what is if you? It says here in the order, the judge said deemed abandoned and forfeited. What the heck does that mean? Deemed. Well, I deem Obama to be a piece of the worst garbage, just slightly higher than Hillary. Hillary is the worst. So we got diversity. God, I love that diversity. We got a black one and a white one. They're both criminals. How I love that. This diversity, this is another idiotic thing. There's nothing in our Constitution about diversity. It's another made-up nonsense that has no realistic thing in it. I don't care what color they is. I want to know if they're qualified or not and if they're honest and got a moral fiber. And hopefully Christians. What's diversity? Well, let's take it out. That's the diversity. Well, let's go to a football team. You can only have so many blacks, so many Asians, so many Filipinos. Basketball, same thing. Well, all them tall black folks, hey, you got to go. We got diversity here. We got to have so many whites. We got to have a bunch of Filipinos. Well, we don't know they're short. We got to have a bunch of Asians. They're short. It's diversity. Boy, let's get that diversity on, you idiots. Sheesh. What is wrong with people's logic? That's a scary part of what's going on in this country. It isn't just Obama, and it's just not Hillary. It's these people that vote for criminals, known liars, certified liars. So anyway, getting back to abandon. What is abandoned? Well, I looked up. That's one of the nice things, like I say, about if you're really going to take these guys on, Westlaw is, it's unbelievably, there's so much information that if I didn't have Westlaw, I wouldn't do this. I mean, I just got so much at my fingertips anymore. So I'm reading a case here. This is 220 P as in Paul, 152. 220 P as in Paul, the specific, 152. It's a 1923 case, Supreme Court out of Oregon. That's one of the nice things about Westlaw is it's just amazing all the things that you can research out when you don't know how to do Boolean word searches. You can get Westlaw, and I could teach somebody in 10 minutes how to do basically all of the real, how to suck out what's really going on in there. Abandon, to relinquish or give up with the intent never again resuming or claiming one's rights or interest in them, to give up absolutely, forsake entirely, to renounce utterly, to cease to use, to give up. Do you think that's what Zachary did? He's got people there with force of arm. They're loaded. What do you think would happen if he went over and grabbed one of these pieces of machinery? I'd arrest him. Might even shoot him. You never know. And we got this gal from this Wright, gal Sarah Wright, from Tennessee. But she goes and just runs over people all the time. And they love to run over farmers and people like that, people that are just trying to make an honest living because they're easy marks. Yeah, they are. They're easy marks. They don't know the ins and outs of the law, so how would they know? That isn't what they do. That isn't what they do. They just run over them. Take their stuff. Not right. So abandoned to give up. Cease to use. He knowingly walked away, forsake entirely. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with my $300,000 worth of machinery. You betcha. Right, uh-huh. And forfeit means to lose, a legal meaning. Right, it does, huh? It loses his rights and interest in property because of what? To lose, the consequent breach of a contract, neglect of duty, offense, some right, privilege, or property to another. How did he lose it? Oh, let's see. I got somebody standing here with a force of arms saying they don't say it's not his stuff, his property, his private property. You see, that private property, because Zachary had put in his status as a citizen of Minnesota. His private property, personal property, was under the jurisdiction of Minnesota, not the IRS. There's no judgment. There's no anything. He wasn't a citizen of the United States. Deemed. They love that word. You are deemed to be something. Yeah, right, uh-huh. It creates kind of a rebuttable presumption. Well, you're deemed to be something. Regarded to be something. Oh, I regard you to be a piece of garbage. I regard you to be a criminal. It's a rebuttable presumption. Isn't that this special? Wow. So it is regarded because I've got people standing there with arms that don't say, can you prove it's yours? Oh, no. I'm just an arrogant IRS person that confiscates people's property, and I say, sue me. Well, surprise, surprise. She got sued. So did the commissioner. And so did the people of the corporation. Well, back in just a minute.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. So, interesting. So, anyway, this other outfitter, let's see, what the heck was its name? I forget what the name of it is here. Lodermeyers. Lodermeister, I guess. Lodermeyer, Inc. I don't know where they're located there. So they're going to be getting served money. So we'll see. We're just doing what that IRS agent said. Said, sue me. Said, you damn right we will. Do they expect to be sued? No. You think anybody ever sues them? Almost never. It's almost an impossibility. These people are so used to getting away with this stuff. But they're being sued under, guess what? 42, 1983, that's for citizens of the United States. Those people that want to sell their birthright. And under, you have to have under color of state law and color of federal law. Color of, looks like color of. I don't know what color, black, white, purple, green, but it's color of. They enacted that in 1870 after they did the fictional citizen of the United States. So let's use it. You can take on state people. I've done it. I won mine at the Ninth Circuit on the troopers. Of course, I couldn't use it in my civil suit. I should have. I wasn't smart enough back then to know what to do. But it's neither here nor there. So anyways, then there is 1343, Title 28. That's diversity of citizenship. You see, all of these IRS people is all diversity of citizenship because they're all citizens of the United States. What's their stuff? Well, I'm not a citizen of the United States. Not that type. The word initially used back at the beginning of our republic, they used it loosely to refer to the citizens of the several states. And I've got the cases that said, in reality, there is no such thing as a citizen of the United States. The only place that has actually any validity is in the District of Columbia, forts, territories, places where the United States has absolute ownership of the land or territories. That's it. Territories, possessions. Doesn't exist in the several states. That's what I, in this research that I've been doing, is... These, which has to do with a whole bunch. God, there are so many options of these things. Well, just like this corporation that's being sued in Zachary's case. Well, where is its citizenship? Well, in researching this out, a fiction in law, citizenship is where it was birthed, where it was established, where it was created. It can't pick up and move any damn place. So this one was started in Minnesota. And it actually is a, quote, citizen of Minnesota. Now, it can have businesses other place, do business. But its citizenship is considered a citizen of Minnesota. That's where it was granted the privilege to exist within the beneficial, what the legislature of Minnesota allowed it to be. It's a fiction in law. It has a constitution, except that its amendments are never external, they're always internal. And it is at the pleasure of the legislature. It is a benefit to exist in commerce because the legislature allowed it and put guidelines for different types of fictions in commerce to exist. And that's called a benefit. It's called creating rights against itself. Really an important issue. This is where the, quote, citizen of the United States runs into major problems when you start to understand the scam that's going on with this, quote, citizen of the United States. It is a fiction in law created to have the same rights as white citizens in 14 Stat 23, 1866. Congress created it to allow the Negroes to have the same rights as white citizens. It's still in the United States Code, 42, United States Code, 1981 and 1982 is the easiest place to read it. Back in a minute.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, we're back here, and while we're on the subject of Zachary, you see, everybody uses words to talk about the Internal Revenue Service. These court cases use just words. Federal tax liability, income. The word income specifically in and of itself is not defined in Title 26. The word income with adjectives or nouns in front of it is defined. Income is not. Taxable year. Now, they use tax year all the time. But it always has to go to taxable year. This is one of the major hooks. All states have to get to taxable year. All state income taxes are all piggyback because every damn one of them has to have a Form 1040 filled out and implied in law a volunteer to be a slave. You're volunteering for some benefit. I want to be a citizen of the United States. I can get employment for the federal government. I can, oh, God, all the things. Yay. Because, you see, all state income taxes have to have a place on it where you've had a federal income tax before you can fill out a state income tax. And how do they pull this scam off? By offering you to be a citizen of the United States. And which we're going to get into Roberts in a minute here. The Internal Revenue Code or the Internal Revenue Laws or Title 26. Would you like to guess how many term definitions it has in it? You see, in Westlaw, it's real easy. It has 849 term definitions. Words that they have given a term meaning to. Like withholding agent, like taxable year. There's no word for like income. There's no federal tax liability. These things are not defined. It is a very elaborate con game. 849 terms. Now, who in the hell has been studying 849 terms to be able to talk that lingo? And the courts won't use it. No, they won't use it because they can't. Well, why can't they? Why don't they? It's the Internal Revenue Laws. They love to say IRC. Oh, there's a penalty. You see, they always want to use penalty clauses. But they never get to the known legal duty. But you got to be real careful. You see, the Cheek case says there's got to be a known legal duty. You have to complete the sentence. A known legal duty for who? My cat, Praetorian? I don't know. Known legal duty for citizens of France? Known legal duty for idiotic Democrats? A known legal duty for who? These guys are playing very smart word games. And they don't use term definitions, which I'm going to get into Roberts case. And they convict people all the time. And I saw one up here in Back or Best, whatever his name was, the guy that worked for Alyeska. I saw a IRS agent, if he ever gets the transcript done, I could take that and it would be a great teaching tool. I saw an IRS agent get up and give meanings to words as though they were terms. Money is income. It does not. How did you do that? You have no authority to do that. You're making a determination of a word to a term. This is what Judge Hannon did down in Texas with 25 states of Texas. Texas to 25 states. But I'm going to go over the APA again, the Administrative Procedures Act, because people have no clue how this works. And how would they? It's not really put together anywhere. I've got the two books that Congress uses on the regulations, and the stuff is in there, but there's a whole bunch of stuff that's just left out. So if you read that book, you're not going to get it. You're not. It's in the Supreme Court decisions, but who wants to study all this stuff? We're enslaved by it, and we don't even know we're enslaved, and what's even worse is we get around and vote for it. It's amazing. Does Zachary know all those 849 term definitions? Of course not. I don't know all of them. A lot of them didn't have any bearing on anything that would do to me as a, quote, individual. Who is an individual? See, they always want to get you to fill out an individual tax. An individual is a citizen of the United States. 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. Do you know it's illegal, unless you're a citizen of the United States, to have records and use them? Documents or anything, unless you're a citizen of the United States? Federal government's not supposed to be having any information on you at all. Unless you're a citizen of the United States. And it doesn't say the 14th one. It says just plain citizen of the United States. It is not attached to and resides in a state. It's not even a 14th Amendment. See, that's what's confusing to people. We have the citizens of the several states that have the inalienable rights under our Creator. That's the Declaration of Independence, plain damn English. Limited delegation of power, law of the land, your birthright. Then we have a citizen of the United States, a constitutional one, in the places where the entity, United States, was established after the several states came along, the Articles of Confederation, then it, for a more perfect union, yeah, in the District of Columbia. It's a qualified elector. They say so. In territories, possessions, and technically on forts and arsenals. They have absolute concurrence. That's a citizen of the United States. Then we come along with, the fictional citizen of the United States that wants the benefit. Then we put it, me take along with the additional one, they said the 14th Amendment, the citizen of the United States, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which has many qualifiers before it gets to subject to, which in reality says sign the hell up and get screwed, and reside in a state. Why does people not understand this? Because it's not explained. How would they? I looked at it for a long time trying to understand this. Finally can figure this, can prove it. So anyways, we're going to see what happens because, you see, Tuesday there's supposed to be a sale of Zachary's property. I don't have a clue what's going to happen. I have no idea. Then, to let them know, the enemy and his dad's case, follow Liz Pendens. What's that? Well, notice that this property is under, there's a issue of title and ownership to the property. So, went over to file the Liz Pendens in the Sibley County Courthouse, where Liz Pendens are filed all the time. It's a public document. It's to let people know that there might be a lien or whatever. There's some dispute on the property. And this shower, this guy that's in another that just got sued, we're going to get to in Hartman, he happens to be the attorney there. And, oh, no, we're not going to allow that. Really? So the Liz Pendon was still filed in the other case, but it wasn't put into the public record. But they have knowledge of it. Well, they can't say they didn't know. They got to have knowledge. We give you notice. So I don't know what's going to happen Tuesday. It's going to be interesting. I know what I would do. I would go over there, too, and make up some flyers and say, hey, there's a lawsuit going on. And by the way, this lawsuit has some John Does in it, 10 of them, and there's more can be added. And if y'all want a piece, buy a piece of property, just sign up. Like, give me your name because I'll add you to the John Doe list. See you in court, baby. See if you really want to do this. That's what I do. But I don't know what's going to happen there. We'll see if they back off. I don't know. How do you know when you're dealing with these people that especially doing things that nobody is doing for lots of reasons, because it's a lot of work to try to get into these United States District Court, which we know conclusively is not a constitutional court. They brought the territorial court out of Hawaii and reworded it in Title 28 USC 132. Says so. I got the revisor note. They took the territorial stuff out of Hawaii for some reason. I don't know why they picked Hawaii. Meet the heck out of me. Got it black and white. There's no, just not up for thing. And it's an inquisitorial court. It's not an Article 4 court. Straight territorial. It's not an Article 3 court. All cases and controversies in law and equity. Judicial power of the United States, which is under the Constitution, and it's not an Article 1, an administrative court. It's smoke. There's no provision for it to exist. And what's amazing is the same thing as this diversity nonsense. Oh, let's see. We make Chapter 5 in Title 28 of the Federal Judicial Code. And let's see. We'll put in the courts of the constitutional courts, district courts of the United States. By the way, they were never abolished. The Circuit Court of the United States was in 1911, and that judicial power says was transferred to the District Court of the United States. The District Court of the United States was never abolished in 1948. So we put the constitutional courts, district courts of the United States, into Chapter 5. We put another one, which is because that one, by the way, has a limited jurisdictional power, the ones of the several states. Then we also add into Chapter 5, we bring in the District of Columbia, which is a totally different court because it does administrative everything. We put it in Chapter 5. Oh, then for good measure, we bring in the territorial courts out of Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, you name it. We put them all in Chapter 5. And then we in this thing say, oh, you know, it's current practice. So therefore, they're all the same. Really? We just put them in Chapter 5. It's the same logic as putting eagles, chicken hawks, chickens, and doves all in a building and say, well, yeah, they're all birds. Right. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a really logic one to hard to figure out. That's what they did. And they get away with it. Because people don't know. They really don't know. I haven't known for years. It's been just taking me a lot of years to get this stuff to back it up. So anyway, we're going to see what happens on Tuesday. I don't know. It's going to be a real interesting case to see, but they're not off the hook. I guarantee you, whatever they do with that property, because we'll get around and I'm assisting him and we'll just add these people on. You want to buy the stuff? Well, great. We'll see you in court. Enjoy. We'll spend some of your money. See, I work on the cheap. I don't charge anything for my research. What a novel idea. I just want justice. I want my republic back. So that's one case. The next one, which is interesting, is Hartman. He happens to be in Minnesota, too. I think he sells raw milk, too. Now, that's a nasty thing to be passing around. I grew up on raw milk on the farm. Well, look what it did to me. I'm mentally incompetent. Totally. Caesar in New York, you got a question, comment on our subject matter today?
Yeah, Rob, I want to ask you a question. How does everything that you're going over today apply to us when our republic has been gone since 1933, and the Constitution no longer applies, and we're under world government now as I speak.
Okay, I can tell you right off. You got a good question. Why would it make any difference? We're done, right? We're in the barrel going over Niagara Falls, okay? The first thing is we got to figure out who you are. If you're going to go into battle, you got to figure out who you are. You got to be a citizen of one of the several states. They have the inalienable rights of the Creator. You got to get him on the right side of your life here. That's an important thing. Law of the land. That's the first thing, is to figure out who you are and not give away your birthright, not surrender and walk into basically Lucifer saying, hey, guess what? Just like the churches. I confronted a pastor here in a sweat thing. Oh, I've been a pastor for 18 years. I said, yeah. I said, you're like people that have, I said, you know, Esau was, right? Surrendered the birthright. Oh, yeah, I'm a pastor. I said, all you want is people that have surrendered the birthright to come into your church. I don't understand. I told him briefly, you know what he did? He got up out of the steam room and left. He didn't want to hear it. Why? Because when you surrender your birthright, you no longer have, you've entered into the world of Lucifer's world of somebody controls the benefits, deception, lies, money. You aren't real. You don't have the law of the land. So the next thing, once you get that, and the reason why you put it into the public record, under the evidence rule 901 number 7, once it's a public record, you get certified copy, it becomes self-authenticating. That's why I have those. I've got several of them sitting here that I need to get resolved, but I've been so busy. But that's the first reason why you want to get your status. You got to find out who you are. Basically, are you a Christian or are you working for the other side? Okay? That's basically it, but it's your law of the land. The next thing is, which I'm going to get into Hartman's here in a minute when I get through talking to you, you have to vote for the Republic. Your standing, your elective franchise is only being a citizen of one of the several states, a citizen of Minnesota, a citizen of New York, a citizen of Florida, a citizen of North Carolina, a citizen of Texas. There's no elective franchise right for a citizen of the United States to vote. Why? Well, that's not a good question, you think? Because it's a fiction in law. Corporations don't vote, do they? No, they're a fiction in law. It's made up.
United States is the corporation, right?
The citizen of the United States is a fiction in law.
Which is the one that is the Republic, United States of what?
Okay, if you want to be in the Republic, you want to be a citizen of New York. Well, we'll be back in just 1 minute. Hold on. A very important issue.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and Caesar, what was your question again? I forgot what we were talking, I was asking. Say that again. What was your question?
Okay, Rob, let me go easy because I'm not even a featherweight, and you're a heavyweight, so I got to go slow with you. United States is the fiction. United States of America is what, and how does Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, where the Constitution
we're getting way too far off thing here. It would take a long time. Let's stay, first of all, it's who are you? First of all, we have United States, which is a union of the several states, okay?
Okay.
We have the several states, which are like foreign countries to each other. Foreign states are called. They have their own laws and their own constitution. We're able to travel amongst them because of the Privileges and Immunities Clause in the Constitution of the United States. And to be treated...
How many states do we have? We don't have 50 states. We have more than that because each state is split up in two ways, is it?
No, okay. We're supposed to have 50 of the several states. Of the what's called the other states, they're all there right now. And this is the thing when you start to look at it, is the jurisdiction in the several states is unique. The only place United States has jurisdictions, forts, arsenals, and needful buildings. Okay? That's on the land. Whoop, did I hear music?
On the land.
That's why. Okay, so now here's the important thing. First of all, you have to say I'm a citizen of New York. So all of New York is one of the several states. When you're attached to the land, you're under the laws of New York, the Constitution of New York, not the Constitution of the State of New York, the law of the land.
The law of the land.
Now, when you go to vote on your election part, they are using trickery, deception. And we proved this in books and records, and John Thornton case was a good one. But they have to get your consent, your signature. So like in Minnesota, they say, oh, come on and vote as a citizen of the United States. Do you know what happens when you vote as a citizen of the United States in Minnesota? It's right out there in plain damn open. You have agreed that you're a taxpayer under the federal system. Really? Ain't that just damn special? This is why they want the voter thing. Oh, whatever it takes to get your signature to get you to be a citizen of the United States. So, I have been modifying, because your elective franchise as a citizen of New York is only as a citizen of New York in New York. So I've been modifying that, and it's domiciled. None of this resides or residence nonsense, because when you are domiciled, you are attached to the land. Residence, the Supreme Court said, it does not mean that you're a citizen. You could be an alien. You could be all sorts of stuff or resides. I got all kind of looked that up in great detail. So the first thing is to get your status right into the public record. The second thing is start vote using your elective franchise as to vote for the Republic, people in the Republic. Now, obviously, right now, there are so few of us and it's not understood. They're taking it. I'm going to get into Hartman's here in just a minute. They made the mistake of rejecting his, which was a big no-no. But you have to start voting for the Republic. The other thing that needs to happen is to have the 17th Amendment repealed and have the senators elected by the legislature of the several states. They don't have any standing because it's gone since 1913. And if you don't know anything about contracts, if you aren't a party in the contract, you have no standing. You can only be safe.
Ralph, during the Rappard case, didn't Rappard say he was a citizen of the state that he resided in, and the judge,
hold on, we got to go to break. We'll be back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.